Good morning. My name is Julianne, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Small Business Marketplace 2018 Plan Updates conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. If you should need assistance during the call, please press star, then zero, and an operator will come back to assist you. Thank you. Joseph Muldoon, Director of the Small Business Marketplace, you may begin your conference.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. We still have people that are signing in. We've got a good response to the webinar today. It's Joe Muldoon, and just to go over a couple of housekeeping items, you need to dial in to get the audio portion. Everybody will be muted, as the operator said, but you can ask questions through the chat line, and we'll answer them as best we can at the end of the session. We're also recording the webinar. It'll be available probably within about 24 hours on our website, and we will email the presentation at some time today to all of those that signed in. Presenters today, we have Danielle Holohan, who's the Deputy Director for the New York State of Health. We also have Dave Pinello, Regional Director for the Small Business Marketplace, and Michael Grechlek, also a Regional Director for the Small Business Marketplace. Mike's going to handle the early part of the presentation, most of the presentation. Danielle will handle the early part. We've got some, what we feel are really exciting changes for 2018 that's going to open up opportunities for a lot of businesses to get the tax credit if they're eligible for it. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Danielle, and she'll do the next few slides. Danielle?
Great. Good morning, everyone. So we wanted to talk to you today about some flexibility that is newly permitted to state-based marketplaces. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services issued proposed rules in October, the HHS Notice of Benefit and Payment Parameters, which will allow small employers to enroll directly in SHOP products through issuers and brokers and still receive the federal small business tax credits if they are otherwise eligible. So this is a pretty significant change and one that we intend to implement for three reasons. We think it will make it easier for small employers to access federal tax credits. We have seen pretty low take-up, much lower than we had initially forecast in that area. So we think this will open that opportunity up to many more small employers in New York State. We also think this will make participating in SHOP easier for the health plan issuers. And ultimately, we intend to align our processes with the outside small group market. So all of these changes we're talking about today pertain to SHOP only. There are no changes envisioned for the individual marketplace. And I'll just stop and say that, you know, while New York has run one of the most successful SHOP marketplaces in the nation, the enrollment through SHOP here and elsewhere has been well below what we all anticipated. We have about 1% of the small group market. So we really think this new opportunity will allow us to open this up to far more small employers. So in brief, under this new model, essentially we'll just walk through some of the functions that we at SHOP perform today and those that will be transitioning under this new process. So under the new process, SHOP, or the New York State of Health Marketplace, will continue to certify the health plans for sale through SHOP. So we'll maintain that function. We'll continue to display on our website all of the SHOP certified plans that are available for purchase and the standalone dental products. We will provide the eligibility determination for employers only, and this is the piece that is needed to claim that small business tax credit. So New York State of Health will continue to do that piece, and our customer service center will still continue to respond to questions about SHOP products and SHOP eligibility. But the pieces that we will discontinue under this new model is we will no longer do the employee eligibility determination piece. We will no longer do online enrollment or coordination of that enrollment function with the issuers, and then importantly, we will discontinue the premium billing and collection function. On the next slide, we run through just again kind of the current world and the new world. So the column, you know, described as the current process, delineates all of the functions we do today under SHOP. So I'll run through these again. And then to the right is the new process, and we walk it through in two phases, which we will talk about in more detail in a few minutes. But essentially, as I said, we will continue the certification of plans for sale through the SHOP. We'll continue to maintain the website that displays the plans, and that will include our premium estimate and comparison tool, the anonymous shopping tool. We'll continue to do the employer eligibility determination piece and the appeals. We'll handle the appeals of those employer eligibility determinations, and we will continue to maintain employer eligibility records for 10 years as we're required under law. Then this begins the pieces that we will discontinue, the employee roster upload, employee eligibility determination, and appeals of those determinations, and of course the maintenance of the employee eligibility records. We'll discontinue that. And again, the online enrollment functionality and the premium billing and collection. On that piece, I just want to say that will phase out in these different periods of time. So we will discontinue the premium billing and collection for all new groups effective April, and then for existing groups, we'll talk about this in more detail, but that'll be effective July. And then as far as the 1095 reporting, we'll continue to do that on the employer side, but discontinue the employee side. So just essentially on the two phases, which I'm going to turn over and let Joe and Mike discuss in more detail. But as I said, phase one, we envision implementing starting April for new groups and those groups that are renewing for July and beyond. And then in mid-June, we will do the transition for existing groups that have renewals between basically anytime now up through July. We will transfer the administration of it'll be business as usual up until mid-June, and then we will transfer the administration over. So that's how we envision this transition occurring. And just generally want to say that we're excited about this. We think this is a great opportunity for us, and I look forward to discussing this in more detail with the brokers. I'll turn this over now back to you, Joe and Mike.
Okay, thanks, Danielle. Mike Breckler.
All right, thank you very much. So with all that being said, we wanted to go through the different implementation phases. How we're bucketing is two different phases. So right now we're looking at the first phase. So again, as Danielle had mentioned, starting April 1st, new SHOP groups will be in this new process where they receive an eligibility determination from us here at New York State of Health, and then they will go directly to the issuers or through you as SHOP certified brokers to enroll in coverage. Starting April 1st as well, for existing SHOP groups that have renewal dates that July 2018 or after, they will also follow the new process for their actual renewal. So if you're a July renewal starting April 1st, you're going to automatically receive an eligibility determination if you were an existing New York State of Health account, and then you would enroll in your renewal directly with issuers or, again, through you as SHOP certified brokers. The next phase really looks at existing groups, what we're going to do with them and how we're going to transition the administration. So for those existing groups, even those existing groups that are going to be renewing July and after, their current contracts remain in force. So there's going to be no changes until our administration cutoff. So we're going to continue to handle additions, changes, updates to contact information, continue to send the transactions to the insurers for enrollment, group setups, all those different things, until June 16th. June 16th is when we're going to go ahead and shift the administration for existing coverage over to you as certified brokers if you handle that for your clients, or directly to the issuers as kind of a bypass. So again, that administration transfer it focuses on two different things. Any additions, changes, or new enrollments, or new group enrollments, new employee enrollments, and then the administration of premium billing and collection would transfer to the issuers directly. Because the shop for premium billing and collection, because shop bills a month in advance, we're going to continue to handle the July coverage month premium and collection. So the issuers are going to pick up August coverage month and any changes that are processed directly with the issuers after administration cutoff. So that's going to stay. One of the reasons why we're doing the June 16th, we're picking that June 16th date as the administration transfer, is simply because we have a mid-month bill that captures any changes for July forward or even past coverage changes for the accounts. So on June 15th, we collect and bill, send out a different mid-month bill to employer groups that captures any changes from the initial July invoice that was sent out on June 1st through the 15th. So at that point, we will have billed for everything that has had transactions in our system, and we will collect that and remit those premiums to the insurers. And then after that, the insurers will pick up administration of the premium billing collection for any transactions that happen after the 15th. All right, so claiming the small business tax credit, I mean, the idea here is that, and you know, what we're really excited about is that this should lead to the expansion of small group employers being eligible for the tax credit. There are other components that they need to meet in order to be completely eligible, but this is the first component. So all groups determined shop eligible will be issued a letter from us stating that they qualify as a small business under the federal tax credit rules, again, as they do today. And the letter is only valid for use in the applicable tax year. So because we're doing a mid-year kind of effectuation of this, the idea is that if you are enrolled direct with an issuer, and I'll get into some different pieces on that a little bit later here, if you're directly enrolled with an issuer and you're actually enrolled in a shop certified plan, you can actually come at any time within the calendar year 2018 to receive your eligibility determination from us. And if that eligibility determination is favorable, then you're eligible for the tax credit, you know, for the year, as long as you were, you know, based on the date that your shop certified coverage became effective. So that's an important piece. So going forward, let's say, for example, you have a group that has a January 1st, 2019 effective date and they're enrolled in shop certified plans, you're going to be required to come in, or the employer group is going to be required to come in and obtain the an eligibility determination from us by 12/31/2019. If you wait to January 1st, 2020, you're not going to be able to get it for 2019. If you wait for 2019, you're not going to be able to get it for 2018. All right? So with these changes, there's going to be some policy changes on our part in order to administer this new process. Effective April 1st for new groups and upon renewal for existing groups, essentially New York State of Health is going to defer the minimum participation requirements to the insurers. So you're going to follow their rules with regards to minimum participation. And then the New York State of Health, the SHOP plan, we actually have a limit on how many plans that can be offered. So that limitation is being removed so that issuers can go ahead and, you know, sign up additional plans mid-year here to qualify as SHOP certified so that employer groups can enroll in those plans. Kind of an expansion of the products that are going to be available for small groups to enroll in and then be eligible for the tax credit. Right here, we just wanted to do a quick timeline of the first and second phase and then when the bills are going out. So again, we're looking at the April 1st phase one. New groups and existing groups renewing July or after are going to obtain a SHOP determination of eligibility from us here at New York State of Health, and then they'll enroll directly with, you know, the insurers or through you as a SHOP certified broker. On June 1st, we're going to issue our July bill for the coverage month of July. And then on June 15th, we're going to go ahead and send a rebill. It's a mid-month bill that collects any changes from June 1st to June 15th, and we're going to issue those to our employer groups and then continue to bill and collect those premiums or remit them to insurers for that July coverage month. And then phase two starts June 16th. At that point, administration is being transferred to the insurers or to you as SHOP certified brokers. All groups will be directed to you guys or issuers for administration of their existing coverage. Their contracts stay in place and in force. They're simply just going to you or the issuers to process any administration changes. All right, as part of this whole process, the idea is that we want to expand the products that are being offered to small groups so that more people can qualify. So we created this process for insurers to add additional small group products as SHOP certified mid-year here. So issuers that are not currently offered either on the exchange or their existing New York State of Health insurers will have an opportunity to designate any of their already approved DFS small group market QHPs and submit them for SHOP certification so that employers can qualify if they're enrolled in those plans currently off exchange. And again, what this will do is it will maximize the number of products that are eligible for purchase and small group business tax that are eligible for the small business tax credit. And the way that we set it up is it's the same process that insurers currently use. It's through a SERP process, so we're not imposing any additional administrative burden on them. So we're kind of getting out of their way in order to do this. And then, again, we're going to allow employer groups who enroll directly with insurers in newly SHOP-certified QHPs to go ahead and come on in and receive a determination of SHOP eligibility from us, which will be valid for all of 2018 and can be used for tax credit purposes. It's a pretty big piece of it to us because this is how we're kind of opening it up for 2018. This is the process that we laid out to the insurers. So we're going to go ahead and send out an invitation, which probably will go out to insurers in the next week or so, just inviting them in and giving them an explanation of the process and how they're going to go ahead and get additional products approved. And this is the timeline for the transition. There's a lot of different pieces on here, but it gets into, initial stakeholder communication, the invitation that we're going to send out to issuers, some notifications that we're going to go ahead and send to employer groups, and stuff like that. So you can review that at your leisure. And, during this transition phase, we're going to be communicating a lot more, and we just wanted to make sure that all of you are signed up for our broker newsletter. If you are a registered SHOP certified broker with us, you automatically receive this broker newsletter. If you have additional folks in your agency that are not SHOP certified with us, but you want them to also receive this newsletter, you can reach out to one of us here at the SHOP, and our contact information is on the next couple of slides, and we'll go ahead and add them. But I just wanted to reiterate that this is how we're going to be communicating. So please make sure that we don't go into your junk folder. We provide the safe list domain here that you can add or your employees can add to make sure that that you get our email, that you get our broker newsletter. All right, so the SHOP contacts, you have Joel Muldoon, Dave Pitinello, myself, and then Stana Knockel. You can send any one of us an email. We'll coordinate that and get you whatever answer to your questions. And I think at this point I'm going to close it again. We are very excited about this change. We think that this is going to greatly help New York businesses obtain the small business tax credit, and we're looking forward to working with you as brokers in your books of businesses to obtain the certification needed for employers kind of as the first step in being eligible for the tax credit. With that, I think we're going to regroup and take a look at some questions, and we'll be right back.
All right, so we've hi, this is Dave Finello. I'm going to answer some of the questions that have been coming in while Mike was giving the presentation. One question that we were getting over and over again was around you know, not having carriers in Long Island. And what I want to reiterate, you know, from this presentation was the fact that we're allowing carriers to put new plans onto the exchange, and we're allowing carriers that are not currently on the exchange to have the ability or the opportunity to come onto the exchange and offer SHOP products. So we're very, very hopeful that we're going to have that gap closed for Long Island. We're thinking that we're going to have a few options in Long Island for some new products that you can go direct to the carrier and get a SHOP certified QHP for. So this is very valid for any and all counties in New York State. Another question we got was in relation to the tax credit and its time period, and it's got a two-year cap on the time period right now. As far as if you take the tax credit, you can take it for two consecutive years. There's no time limit as far as if you choose not to take it, if you've never taken it, you know, then you can still access the tax credit. We had another question that said, as a current SHOP broker, after groups are transitioned to the carriers, will I, as the broker, need a new contract with the carriers? And the answer to that is no. The carriers will have your broker information if you enroll them through the SHOP exchange and you are their appointed broker. However, if you do not have an appointment with that carrier, you're going to need to make sure that you get appointed with that carrier. So, again, they'll have your information if you've already enrolled them with us. If you don't have the appointment, you're going to need to go get an appointment. That's for all existing groups, and that's for our existing process. When you start this new process and get the eligibility determinations for the employer groups, you're going to need to make sure that you get a broker of record and you send it to the carriers.
David, can I jump in on the tax credit?
Sure.
Because there's a couple of questions that asked for more specifics here. So I just want to make sure that this is clear. There's two criteria in order to claim the tax credit. And as Mike said, you know, people who have enrolled in products off marketplace, there is the potential that they can still claim the tax credit for this year. But the two criteria are that the employer group has to have an eligibility determination from the SHOP, and the group has to be enrolled in a SHOP certified product. So if those products that people are enrolled in now are submitted to be certified as SHOP certified this year, then those two criteria would be potentially met if the employer is also got the employer eligibility determination. So two criteria, eligibility determination from us and enrollment in a SHOP certified product.
Yeah, I think I'd just like to also add is there that those are definitely the two mains, but there are also other pieces. I would definitely.
Oh, certainly, yes.
Right. Go out to the
eligibility
IRS.
Rules are the same, but I just wanted, someone asked if, does that mean anyone could apply in any of my products, and I just wanted to make sure that they need to be SHOP certified. But certainly the criteria around eligibility need to be met as well.
Yep.
Mike, there's a question here about how do we submit applications for processing. Could you just go over that again?
Yeah, I think I guess some, you know, applications, I'm assuming it's the employer application if we're under the direct enrollment, or I'm not sure if they're saying as a broker. But so, again, we expect the insurers to, you know, provide communication to you as a broker on the processes on how you're going to be able to directly enroll with them. Essentially, it should remain as it is now with your off-exchange business. You know, there's an application and so on and so forth, and you would get, and then you would direct that to the insurer. For those brokers that have clients that currently are not on the system, we're going to have a system where you're going to be able to go in and enroll them and get the SHOP certification. We're going to have a webinar in the future that goes over that process, so you know, pay attention to your broker newsletter. We're going to be sending out an invite at some point to review that process.
Okay. We had another question on multiple carriers and if this is eliminating the ability for groups to offer multiple carriers, and the answer to that is no. You're still going to have the ability to go out and offer multiple carriers in the direct-to-carrier process. What you are going to have to take into consideration is the participation guidelines. But again, those are not participation guidelines that can be enforced by the carrier as far as on a carrier-by-carrier basis. They have to take a look at the whole group holistically. So they have to say, collect the waivers, and that's how they can impose the minimum participation. But, yep, you still have the ability to offer multiple carriers off the exchange. Do we have any more?
Yeah, I mean, I see a question coming in. It says, what are the pros and cons for a business of going through SHOP as opposed to a small group off exchange? So, again, it's all about that small business tax credit. By you coming to us underneath this new process and, a very easy process, we ask very few questions, employer group name, EIN, contact information. We have you attest to a couple different questions, making sure that you're a small group and that you're domiciled in New York. That's it. You receive an eligibility determination, and if you then go and enroll in SHOP certified plans directly with the insurers, you've met a large part of the components to be eligible for the tax credit. So, again, the important piece is that you're opening up the tax credit to your clients. And I think that, it's a conversation that you're going to need to have with your clients, because if you don't, another broker might. So I think it's a big piece. It's a good thing to talk about for your clients that haven't already collected the tax credit.
Mike, do you want to just run through what the eligibility rules are for the tax credit? I think that question has come in.
Yeah, I think I'll have to do it by memory. So essentially the average wage for employees paid has to be $53,000 or less, and that's for the 2017 tax year. You need to at least offer coverage to all employees, full-time equivalent employees, that average 30 hours or more.
And 25?
Yeah, it only applies to employers that have 25 or less employees. And then you also have to pay at least 50% of the premium towards the lowest cost single tier coverage. And that should cover it there.
Yep, thank you.
Absolutely.
So we had another question on basically how are you going to be able to tell which plans are SHOP certified? And the answer is we're going to be displaying those on our website. So as the SHOP carriers come in and, give us their offerings that they want to offer as SHOP certified QHPs, we're going to take those and we're going to show them directly in our anonymous shopping tool. And you can also reach out to the carrier. They'll have that information as well.
Mike, we've got a question here about going back to that one page that shows the comparison. I'm new to. Could you just go over that again?
I'm sorry, say that one more.
The one slide that showed the comparison between now.
Slide 7, I believe.
Okay. So in here, we have our current day process. So prior to April 1st, 2018. And then you also have the new process column, so first phase and second phase. The first phase starts April 1st. The second phase starts June 16th. We're going to continue to certify plans for sale through SHOP. Again, we're also going to have that process in place for plans to come and add additional plans and even new carriers. So, again, trying to shore up that Long Island piece right now. We're going to maintain the website that displays plans available through SHOP, including the premium comparison tool. Again, that's a requirement. We have to continue to do that. We're going to do the employer eligibility determination, and, of course, if there is an appeal on that determination, we're going to continue to handle that. And we'll collect and maintain the employer eligibility records for 10 years, upon request. We're required to do that. We're no longer going to handle anything with employees, so the employee roster upload, who your employers are, we're not going to be collecting that information anymore. We won't be doing any eligibility determinations for those employees or the subsequent appeals on that employee eligibility determination. And again, because we're not collecting employee information, we're not going to maintain any employee eligibility records past the implementation. Online enrollment functionality is also going away because, again, we're not communicating that. You're going direct to the issuer underneath this new process. Premium billing and collection is also something that we're going to no longer do underneath this new process because, again, that's being deferred to the issuers. And then the 1095 reporting to the IRS, nothing changes from the employer's responsibility for 1095 reporting or the issuers or insurance carriers. This is simply reporting that the New York State of Health is required to send to the IRS on its shop groups. So just want to make sure you understand that nothing is changing from the 1095 perspective. Whatever your responsibility is now stays the same. Whatever the insurer's responsibility is for 1095 reporting stays the same. This is just New York State of Health's responsibility to send to the IRS directly. Hopefully that helped. Any other questions?
I just want to reiterate what Mike and Danielle had stated earlier about the tax credit. So you have to meet all of the IRS guidelines that Mike laid out, and then you're going to have to enroll in a SHOP certified plan. There was a question around whether you can offer an off-exchange product. It's going to have to be a SHOP certified product that they're enrolled in to be eligible for the small business tax credit, and you're going to have to enroll them through our system. So you're going to have to get an employer eligibility determination on the small business marketplace. You're going to have to run them through the form and get that letter in the tax year that they want to claim the small business tax credit to be eligible for it.
All right, there was a question on one of the IRS eligibility requirements. Again, you're going to need to confirm that with your tax preparer, but the question is 50% of the single lowest cost tier, single tier premium has to be paid by the employer group, and that is of the offering, not per insurer. So if you're offering multiple carriers, you would pick the lowest cost single tier that you are offering to your employees as the 50% benchmark.
So one other thing that I want to bring up, just so there's no confusion around the minimum participation and the policy changes, for existing plans, so for what we're calling our legacy accounts, they're actually those participation guidelines are only going to be enforceable, if there are any, upon renewal. So when the administration transfers on June 16th or, you know, around that date in June, they're not going to get cut off at that point. They're going to get transferred over and grandfathered in, so to speak, with their participation guidelines. And then upon the renewal, if the carrier imposes in, participation guidelines at that point, then they would have to meet those participation guidelines.
All right, so we got a question there. We can go back up. Can you go through the process of how to set up a new SHOP plan through this new process? I can give you a high level. Again, we're going to go through that in detail and actually show you the new process. But the idea is that as a broker, you have a BOR. You're going to go into your broker account through us. You're going to click Add New Employer Group if they're not currently with us, if they're not current SHOP group. You're going to automatically be dropped on an eligibility determination form. If it's a new group, you're going to enter in, again, the EIN, the group name, contact information for the group, answer a couple of attestation questions, and then you're going to automatically be given the eligibility determination. That determination is going to be, you can either save it to your system, you can have it mailed to the employer group for the contact information that you just put in, or you can print it yourself and hand it to your clients. We are also going to have, for our brokers that have large books of business and have their own system that can give us this information, we are going to have a mass determination process for you. And again, we'll get into that more in the next webinar, where you're going to be able to give us 20. The limit's going to be 20, or the minimum's going to be 20 at this point. At least 20 or more of your groups, and then we're going to just process those eligibility determinations for you and then give you the letters so that you can then go out to your clients. That's the idea. But we'll get into more specific details on that in the next webinar where we actually go through the process in the system and give you a look at what it's going to look like.
One question that we just want to reiterate that there is a recording of this, and the recording and the PDF will be available online, and we will email it to all the participants.
Yeah, again, someone's asking a question on the contribution, and it's pay at least 50% of the lowest cost single tier, not the family, not two person. Offered. Just trying to gather some questions.
So somebody's asking about broker commissions, and again, we don't get in the middle of the broker commissions. That's something that is between you and the issuers. Did you answer that one already?
No.
Oh, okay.
Bear with us. We're going through some of these questions, so.
I'll jump in while you guys are pulling others. Just to say, as we went through, one of our next steps is going to be to issue a supplemental invitation to all licensed small group insurers in the state to ask them to present this opportunity to them and ask them to designate additional already certified small group products for certification on the shop as well. So we will, in the coming weeks, months, be able to display those additional products on our website. So stay tuned for that information.
All right, so there's a question on here. The applications will no longer be processed in this new process online through us. So the question is, how will you be able to determine this is a shop plan, and will the application differ? So, again, we still are going to have that anonymous shopping tool where all of our plans are going to be displayed. So you could potentially get your eligibility determination, select your plan from the anonymous shopping tool, and then go direct to the issuer, because we're also going to provide the contact information for those issuers. Again, not if you're a broker, you already have a dedicated way to contact them. And then enroll in those shop certified plans. The issuers are going to have to let you know, what is a certified plan and what's not. It's just something that you're going to have to include up front for new groups. And again, throughout this process where we're adding those additional plans, they'll be displayed in the anonymous shopping tool. We're going to continue to have communication, but there is going to be some sort of communication that's needed from the issuers. Will the application change? Most likely. But that's going to be something that the issuers deal with the Department of Financial Services. Our initial thoughts are that it's simply going to say, are you shop certified on the application? And then that would trigger further questions as to whether or not you want to enroll in shop certified products. So one of the questions is, if the carrier requires the employer to pay a percent of the premium, they will no longer meet the small group requirements. Well, again, there's products that may apply on and products that do not. Typically, all the products that we offer are HMO, or that wouldn't apply. So for those products, there's nothing that they can impose on those, as the rule stands from DFS and as the marketplace operates off exchange. If you're looking to get into, say an EPO or PPO line of business product, and if there's a requirement there, yeah, you have to meet those requirements. But again, as David had mentioned, for like participation requirements, they have to accept waivers, and those are also included enrollments you have with other insurers.
So somebody was asking a question on notifying the current groups, and yes, we're going to notify all the current groups. We're going to notify them in a few different notification phases, but that's going to be starting very shortly, and we'll continue through this process. So you as the brokers are not responsible. They are your clients, so you should be talking to them about these changes, but we're going to send formal notifications of the changes that are coming.
All right, we have a question here. It says, are small businesses only eligible for the business tax credit by going through SHOP, or are they also eligible for the business tax credit off SHOP? So it's a good question. You must, in order to be eligible for the tax credit, you have to go and get through us as and become SHOP certified. You have to get a favorable eligibility determination. You have to meet the requirements of a small business in New York State, and then you have to go and enroll in a SHOP certified plan with the issuer in order to be eligible for tax credit. If you go directly to the carrier and you enroll in you enroll your clients in off exchange, non-SHOP certified groups, and you don't obtain the eligibility determination from SHOP, not eligible for the tax credit. You have to go through SHOP still. And again, you know, to talk on that a little bit, is that's why we're making the process so easy for you. It's a simple eligibility determination form. You as brokers, we're going to be giving you a way to do mass determination so you can just get it for your clients all at once and just have it for your meetings or email them the determination, you know, with whatever communication you want to provide to them. So we're going to make it easy for you to do that.
So some people are questioning or asking questions around the billing. And I just want to recap that so you understand. So, yep, you're going to receive one bill for the existing employer groups until we transfer the administration. That last bill is going to be for the billing month of July. So it's going to go out in June. There's going to be a rebill on June 15th, somewhere in that range. And then we're going to transfer the administration and the billing over to the carriers. So for their August billing, they'll receive, if they have multiple carriers, they're going to start receiving bills from multiple different issuers.
So we have a question here. If a group receives an eligibility determination through the SHOP, would they still have to go through the standard carrier underwriting process? The answer is yes. You're going to still have to apply for coverage, you know, directly with the insurers, and they will provide some sort of communication on if there's anything different than your normal process. What we would expect them to.
Somebody asked here about the SHOP certification, broker certification, will and how it will change. You still need to be a SHOP certified broker. We are reviewing, you know, the way it currently works, where you need to have SHOP and sell an individual. That restriction is probably going to be lifted. But you do have to be a SHOP certified broker. But there's more to follow on that.
So somebody was asking how you'd be notified once they enrolled off the exchange and exchange approved plan. So basically, you as the broker, you can kind of look at this as the way you deal with your commercial business today. You're going to take that business, you're going to go out to our website, you're going to get the SHOP eligibility, employer eligibility determination, and then you're going to take them and enroll them with the carriers of their choice. So you're going to know which plans they're choosing and which carriers they're with. A lot of people are asking about the tax credit and if the small employers qualify for it, or, you know, basically what you should kind of look at this. You should take your groups that are under 25 and probably run them through the system so that if they do qualify for the tax credit, they have their determination and they can hand that determination to their tax accountant, whoever helps them file their taxes. And if they want to claim the credit, then they have the ability to claim the credit.
Yeah, so one of the questions here, is there a timeline for insurers to participate with SHOP? We haven't finalized that yet, but we're looking to have it completed by the 4-1 deadline. It's possible that it goes a couple weeks past that, where the anonymous shopping tool will provide, you know, the products that were additionally certified as SHOP. So tentatively, you know, 4-1, but you can't hold us to it. It may bleed a little bit.
Yeah, and that's only for the plans showing an anonymous shopping. The changes that we laid out for April 1st are going to go in for April 1st. So that's when you're going to be able to access the form and get the employer eligibility determination. There's not going to be any slip on that. This is strictly for displaying the new shop eligible plans. And again, you know, we should have all that information at that time, or at least most of that information at the time, and the carriers will have that information as well. And again, this isn't something that you need to do before you can enroll groups with the carriers to get the tax credit. The groups can be enrolled already with the carriers, and if they're enrolled in a shop certified plan, you can take them, run them through the employer eligibility, get their determination anytime in 2018, and they can claim the tax credit for 2018. So if the plans aren't available to show on April 1st and, you know, we're only able to get them up for May 1st, it's not going to be a roadblock. You still should be able to take the employer groups, enroll them with the carriers, find out which plans are shop certified, and then get the eligibility determination at any point in 2018.
So one of the questions was around billing. So obviously in this new process, this new world, if you're offering carrier choice and you have multiple carriers, you know, in this new process, they'll receive premium billing and collection from each one of those carriers. So no longer a consolidated bill. Each carrier will be responsible for collecting premium associated with that carrier. So that will be a change.
So somebody was asking about the certification and if you can run them through and get the certification now. And I just want to kind of reiterate how everything's going to take place. So any group that's currently in our system with an active enrollment on 4-1, they're going to be they're going to be transitioned to the new system. And they're going to get an eligibility determination. Their existing group is going to be maintained, and we're going to run all the administration on the existing group until 6/15. But they're going to get a new employer eligibility determination for 2018 in their new dashboard. So you're all set with those. There's nothing you need to do with a group that you currently have in our system with an active enrollment.
All right, I'm getting a question here. It says, if a group on shop has been effective for over 2 years but has not qualified for the tax credit, can they change their contribution to become qualified? Yeah, the answer is yes. If you have not obtained the tax credit and not qualified for it in the past, you can become newly qualified. As David mentioned, it's for two consecutive years. So once you apply for the tax credit the first time, you have to use it the following consecutive year or apply for it. And then, you know, at this point, it's just for 2 years.
I just wanted to take a moment just to reiterate about the tax credit. You know, Daniela had mentioned earlier that New York has been one of the more successful shop operations in the country. But even with that, you know, we've reached the minimum amount of shop people, you know, like 1%. We know there's lots more out there that are capable of taking advantage of this tax credit, and that's the real big reason for this shift. So, yes, it's only for 2 years. There's some, you know, questions going back and forth. Is that really, you know, worth it and so on? It's worth it for some of these small businesses where, you know, they get a credit that can help them out even on the not-for-profit side as well. So we really feel that, you know, we're going to be able to reach a lot more businesses that have not taken advantage of this. There are many, many out there.
So somebody was asking, when's the last date that you can enroll a new small group in the current New York State of Health system? And it's going to be 3/31. So you have to be completely enrolled at that point. So you can't just start the group and then not, you know, make an offer or do anything like that. You have to complete the employer group enrollment completely before 3/31 if you want to be in the old New York State of Health, the current New York State of Health system.
So I'm not sure if you touched on this. So the question is, you know, when is the last date that we can enroll a new small group? You just answered that?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Okay, we're reading through some of these here to see if we've overlooked any. Got a lot of questions.
Yeah, there's a question. Will impact any group in SHOP, not just those who have qualified for the tax credit? Yeah, I mean, the answer is yes.
Yeah, and somebody was asking basically how to get, you know, people to take the tax credit or, you know, explain it to them. And, again, I just want to reiterate, you know, use the broker. Yes, you should be explaining the tax credit. But if you're unsure if they qualify for the tax credit, run them through, get them the employer eligibility determination so that they have the letter for that year, so that if they did want to take the tax credit, they can get the tax credit. And then, you know, make sure you're enrolling them with SHOP certified products.
There's a question here, will there be a webinar to go over how the new enrollments will take place after 4/1? The answer is yes. So just stay tuned. It shouldn't be too much longer as we go through system changes.
Yeah, again, someone just asked, will it be a webinar to go over the new enrollment process? Yep. I'm sorry, you just said that. I apologize. Just trying to make sure we're not going to miss anybody here.
I think we covered most of them. Again, I think that the takeaway here is that, you know, we will have another webinar, hopefully in a few weeks, to start getting into a little bit more of the details. And, you know, as Danielle said, we're going to be sending out an invitation soon to carriers to get them to participate with more plans, which will definitely solve that Long Island issue. So with all that, we really thank you for your time. Again, we're really excited about this because the whole purpose is to get more people that can take advantage of that tax credit, get them that ability. So with that, we will sign off. And again, thank you. And this will be emailed, the presentation, to those that were on the line. And we'll also have it available on the website within 24 hours for viewing and the audio as well. Thanks again.
This concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.